You feel like this could be the week to improve that run game without Vince Wilfork on the other side?
Who knows? You know, I don't. At this point, I can't really say if it's going to be good or bad at this point. There's no way that we put together a good run game plan, and you know, we're just working this week to execute that. We know we're going to use a tough defense. You know, that linebacker core is very stout, very heavy, very big, and you know, we got to just get off to those guys, you know, fast and push those guys back.
But them not having Wilfork, that must change the game a little bit, right?
A little bit. You know, he's still got a couple of big guys up, you know, up front, you know, that's very, very good. But without him, you know, it does kind of give us a little lenient, you know, to our side, but we can't take that for granted. I mean, they still got several other players that can step up and do the job, too.
Do you notice a change in Drew Brees now that you guys have Coach Payton back, that maybe Drew could just focus more on football and he's more comfortable and relaxed?
I don't know if there's anything with, you know, Coach Payton being bad, but Drew, you know, maybe his attitude, but I know he's more focused this year. You know, he's very cautious, and, you know, he reads his reads a lot more. And he's really focused and determined to do better, you know, just like we all are. You know, we all trying to get better each and every day. And, you know, I know he looked at film on himself last year and, you know, and corrected, you know, any mistakes that he made. And just like we're doing, the same thing I do. I look at, you know, all the mistakes I made last year and try to correct myself and get better each and every day.
What's been the biggest difference with having Coach Payton back this year?
I could say it's a little bit more attitude. You know, you see a lot more focus and attitude in these guys, you know, in this locker room. You know, guys have that swagger, you know, I guess that we missed last year. We really didn't have that good swagger, you know, to keep working hard, to keep fighting, to keep pressing on. And just to have and we felt like, you know, our family was complete. And now that we got our head coach back, our family's complete. And we have that swagger about ourselves. We have an attitude to go out here and fight and finish and, you know, work hard. And if we mess up one play, you know, we shake it off and go and move on to the next play and keep thinking positive. As long as we keep thinking positive and play our game, you know, the outcome is going to be where we like it.
Do you think maybe because he wasn't here last year that people kind of felt you could get away with things to kind of like taking advantage of the babysitter?
I'm sorry?
You think last year, because he wasn't around, that the players thought maybe they could get away with things? It's kind of like taking advantage of the babysitter.
I don't think any of these guys would, you know, say like, hey, he's not here, you know, we're gonna do our own thing. No, I just, you know, we're maybe from last year, you know, things were probably just, you know, out of hand just a little bit. But I mean, we were still focused on the task at hand. We want to show everybody, you know, that since, you know, we was in that position, that we're not just gonna fall down and, you know, and not do anything about it, you know, just give up on ourselves. No, we kept fighting. I know last year that we fought, you know, throughout the whole entire season to do good, to keep our heads up high, even though we were put in a position, you know, that I don't think any team has been put in. And I believe that we kept our heads up high and we fought throughout the entire season.
And Pierre, just when looking at the film, what's popped out on the defense there for the Patriots for you?
I have to say they're guys up front, you know, the seven guys up front. You got the defensive line. You know, those guys are very stout, very heavy, pretty fast on the outside. You got Rob Ninkovich, who's a good pass rusher. You know, we really got to focus on him getting up the field on our tackles. We got to slow him down, you know, on the outside a little bit. And you got their big, heavy linebackers. You know, these guys are very heavy, not too fast. We have a few guys, Spike. I know he's a very heavy guy down here. We got to watch him very, you know, has so much experience. And, you know, blitz pickup-wise, you know, we really have to be, you know, have our feet staggered deep, buried into the ground and get ready to deliver a blow, because these guys, you know, they're very strong. And, you know, we know they're going to come full force right at us. So we have a lot to worry about, and then you got the corner who's doing a good job. Saleem, he's doing a great job on the outside. I know he's probably going to be matched up around our good receivers, and we just got to stay focused and play our game, and that's what we're doing. We're looking at all angles that we can hit these guys at, and try to execute personally.
What's the difference, I guess, when you look at the film, say, from a couple weeks ago of the Patriots when they were playing, like, the Falcons and they had Vince Wilfork to now when they don't have that big guy in the middle there on the D-line?
I mean, you know, that's a big loss for them, but they still have guys that we have to worry about. He was a big key, a big asset to their defense. You know, they got other guys that can do damage, too. So we can't just look at it, hey, you know, they lost one of their big guys, so hey, we're really going to take it to these guys. No. You know, they got other guys that can step up to the plate and make things happen, and that's one thing we got to be cautious about.
Pierre, what's the defense has obviously improved from last year, and what's that kind of meant to the team as a whole and to the offense in general?
To a whole, I mean, it gives us a little more swagger than others out there, turning the ball over, making big hits, making big plays. I mean, it gives you an attitude to say, hey, once we see our defense doing good, you know, getting, you know, three and outs or turnovers or making big plays on the defensive side, it gets, I know, our offense hyped up and excited to go out there and say, hey, our defense is, you know, doing a good job out there. Let's help these boys out. Let's put points on the board for these guys, because they're out there making big plays, stopping these big-time offensive teams. And, you know, we want to go out there and you know, contribute to that. You know, our defense is doing a heck of a job of turning the ball over and stopping these guys. I mean, we just feed off of that. You know, we feed off each other. Once they see us making big plays on the offensive side, you know, they're excited. You can see our whole bench going crazy. You know, once, you know, one outfit is out there doing a good job.
Last question, Pierre. Just, you mentioned the run game. You'd like to see it get going a little more. What needs to be done there?
I just think it needs to take focus, you know, focus on everybody's part, you know, on the running backs, the offensive line, the receivers, you know, the tight ends, on everybody. Everybody has to take a part in it, because, you know, it's not just on us running backs, not just on the whole line, not just on the tight end or whoever. We all have to come together and really focus on, you know, improving our run game and really taking the time to really read our keys, read our assignments, and establish, you know, good work. And, I mean, that's one thing we really just need to focus on. It takes time, you know. It's something you gotta keep progressing, keep punching at. You know, you're not going to hit that, you know, that maybe first two, three carries, you know, for a big run. You just can't give up on it. I know that's one thing we have to keep reminding ourselves, like, hey, we can't give up on it. We know it might not work, you know, at this time, but hey, it might work again. Let's keep going. And what makes you know it's going to progress and get better and better. You got to find that groove, and if you haven't really found that groove, you know, we keep pressing at it. We get a few good runs here and there. You know, Kyrie have a few good ones. You know, myself or Sproles, and when Mark gets back, I know he's going to do a good job. And we, you know, we really focus on that. We keep talking about it, and that's one thing we're really trying to get better at, is our run game.